When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What up? What up?
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, St. Patrick's Day and Evacuation Day, which is a holiday only in Suffolk County. So if you have the day off, thanks for being up and early with us. It is, we're minus Curtis today, and we are minus Chime.
Few today. Days off today.
Well,
let's be a holiday around here.
Can we not get into that? I think you covered that on Friday in Courtney's absence.
Oh, he did.
Yes, he did.
Came at me a little bit.
No, it was directed at me.
The softness by Greg.
He's calling me soft.
I think a lot of people on the Twitch are saying the same thing.
Really?
Because Greg will stand on the hill. He'll pump his fist to the boomers who worked through the blizzards and went to work barefoot, didn't miss a day, and put all the great work in. And then we got organization around here where you decide to take a couple days off.
It's not decide. It's like Curtis, you plan it.
But, Curtis takes a couple days off, shines out. Yeah. It's
planned.
Like, all right, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I think everybody has reasons for taking the times off. And I think that Greg is going with the way in which the world is going. And if you've got time to take, you take it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is that we have unlimited time to take.
That's the problem.
And there are probably some who are abusing it. But it's not my job, to determine who is or is not.
I'm not abusing it.
No. Oh, yeah. You guys are definitely abused. It's a Greg Hill show. I mean, what's this? What do we got? January, February, March, 3 months in. We're not even through the first quarter of, what people
of the year.
Yeah. And most people have taken the majority of their normal vacation.
Nope,
well,
4 days.
I know that works. I think I for one appreciate you, Coach.
Hey, I'm just trying to get
glad
to number one, baby.
You're here after your first ever St. Patrick's Day in South Boston.
Yeah, man. It was a vibe out there.
Well, I was going to ask. Yes. Did you like it?
I did. I think that it was cool. Like, I didn't realize the parade was that long, though. I didn't realize it was a two-hour parade.
Yeah.
But it was definitely, it was a cool vibe. It wasn't as rowdy as, maybe some people might to make. But I left a little bit earlier, so I don't know if it got rowdy later. But the vibe, the atmosphere, Loco was cool.
Yeah.
A good spot to be at.
We had a great time at Loco. Want to thank everybody who came out yesterday. I am honestly too old to go out in the day anymore. I can't do it. I just can't. I'm not 25 anymore, Wicks. I saw you end of the night last night at Ocean Prime, you and the family, and I had trouble waking up this morning. I can't do it. I want to cancel all events that happen going from this point forward.
Well, you got an event coming up Thursday, right?
You realize? Oh, yeah. We do have an event after the pregame for the snow show. We're going to cancel all events.
Okay.
But it was, I think the early start time, there were way less people there when the parade started than there has ever been before.
I mean, it wasn't like super thick. It wasn't like, but it was my first time, so I don't know. But I was able, my wife and I, we were able to get a kind of like a spot right up against the railing and see the bagpipe players come down and a good portion of the parade. So
I will say we arrived back home at like 3, so while people were starting to filter out, and something that I noticed that I haven't noticed in years past, people were very kind. Like, it wasn't drunk people who had an attitude. Like, oh, we had our suitcases and stuff.
Right.
And
they
people,
were kind, drunk people.
Yes. Yeah. Which I
right.
like.
Right.
If you're drunk,
yeah.
at least be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
Everyone should be happy
yeah.
when they're drunk.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah, no, that's what I noticed. The music was very loud throughout. But again, I live in the city, choose right. to do it. So right. I was happy for everybody doing that.
A lot of house parties.
I had yeah. like Whitney Houston, Bad Bunny, and Miley Cyrus playing on like 3 different sides of my building yeah. throughout the
yeah.
night.
No, it was great.
No,
great,
it was definitely great, a good vibe.
Great parade day yesterday, and hopefully you're going to yeah. get out and celebrate St. Patrick's Day today. It is nasty out there, so yeah. if you're driving anywhere, you know how that goes. Everybody will be driving slow, and right. it'll take you an extra 45 minutes to get wherever you're going this morning. I went through... irrational fear. I went through the Prue Tunnel this morning, the
yep.
side that where the cement fell off,
uh-huh.
and there is a point, I don't know if it's where the cement fell off last time or it's an opening, but water was gushing,
oh,
like
damn.
Absolutely flowing down through the roof of the Prue Tunnel. I like closed my eyes and, you know,
prayed.
Three, what do you count to three or there ding dong ditch or something, I don't know, whatever it was. And I don't want to scare anybody, but I don't think it's supposed to be like that. Is,
yeah.
is the water supposed to be flowing through the tunnel like
no.
Like the Charles River? Like,
no, I think that's where the tunnels are supposed to be sealed, so there's
okay.
no water that
right.
comes
well,
in. But
just,
what do I know?
Be aware of that.
That's not one of my irrational fears, but we can add it to the list.
Yeah, add it to the list. Yeah. Well, historic weekend for Pete Pritch.
Yes.
Oh, man, yeah.
The man setting records. I believe he got his 219th three over the weekend. And that is, believe it or not, that's this season.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an NBA record.
Pretty impressive. So, should be six man, no problem.
Yeah. I would think so,
yeah.
I would think he should be.
Should be, you know, they I didn't... I watched that Brooklyn game, and they went up by, like, 20, and then I kind of went, like, oh, let me go somewhere else, and I came back, like, oh, wait a second, what's going on here? But I think now they're at the time, there's probably, what, about 13 games left
yeah.
in the season. They've already clinched the playoff spot. I think, you know, a lot of, they're kind of focusing on, let's get here. Porzingis back, looked
yep.
good.
Yes.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So whatever viral thing Porzingis was dealing with seems to be gone,
yeah.
so... That is a good thing, I think. And,
yeah.
And we're on to the playoffs. So,
no Bruins playoffs, though.
No.
No,
that's done.
Bruins have the Sabres this evening.
Yeah.
And they caught a little post Brad Marchand bump of two games.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that bump has gone in the
I really
direction.
Wish Shime was here today,
yeah,
I got to say, because, I mean, he was pretty high post Brad
yeah.
Marchand.
Oh, yeah.
And forgot that they did the same exact thing after Montgomery. I believe they did the same exact thing after Cassidy. So,
right.
hey, I mean.
You were spot on because you said the Bruins weren't going to make the playoffs. I think I was in on, they'll still make it. I think Shai might have been on, but you were like, nope, they won't make the playoffs. Now, we've talked this about this before with the Bruins. How long does it take for them to get back into, you know, being a real legit contender? Or even a team that you go, all right, they can make some noise in the playoffs. I mean, Mike Milbury said Thursday, you weren't here, Courtney, Mike Milbury said Thursday that minimum 3 years.
Oof.
So it's
yeah.
going to be a while.
That sounds legit to me.
Yeah.
I'm because you're going to have to build some of it
right.
through the draft. So mm-hmm. Bruins fans don't want to wait that long.
No, but, no, they definitely don't want to wait that long.
But they may have to wait 3
yeah.
years.
And I tell you, you know what was big at the St. Patty's Day parade party at Local? I got this yesterday. Very, very big on the Patriots talk. Brees in on Travis Hunter at number 4. A lot of people in on Travis Hunter at number 4 to think he's going to play wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of like people asking me, like, hey, what do you think's going to happen at number 4? Here's what I would do. I think Travis Hunter here because...
I heard Shime over the weekend. I listened to Shime on Saturday for a bit while I was doing errands. And
uh-huh.
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He doesn't think he will be available at number four. So the point is, as LB used to say, mute.
Okay, so he thinks it's going to be one quarterback and two non-quarterbacks going in the first three.
Yes, he does. Yes.
All right.
So I don't know. But you're okay with Travis Hunter if he's available at
I don't
four.
Want him at number four.
Yeah, he wasn't okay when I brought it up.
Yeah, I don't want him at number four because I just think you added Carlton Davis. You got Christian Gonzalez, so you have two really good cornerbacks. We had the conversation. I think Brees and I and a couple of his boys were talking about, can Travis play both ways? It's just so difficult. He won't be able to do it. And then it's got to, so to me, it's more about what's your biggest need right now, right? And we think, well, if it is an offensive lineman or if it's a wide receiver or a skilled guy, what do you do there at number four? I don't think you waste your pick on a guy who's not going to play receiver full time.
Well, a better question, and we can, I don't know if it's the subject of anybody's lead. It might be yours, Wiggy, but it bothered me all weekend that you're not willing to pay Cooper Kupp $15 million a year. And I don't know, back to yesterday in the party, there were people that were telling me it's because he didn't want to come here, and that's a fine excuse, I guess. Are we going to use that excuse with every agent that doesn't get signed here? Like,
it's a lame excuse.
It's $15 million,
right?
Like you were in on Chris Godwin for $30 million.
Right.
So I don't understand why you're not willing to pay Cooper Kupp a measly $15 million.
Right. Yeah,
nothing.
It don't make sense. And then I'm with you on it's not guys don't want to come in because remember DK Metcalf said he wouldn't go to he didn't want to go someplace warm, and he went to Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
and Cooper Kupp was willing to entertain coming here for whatever the reports were. He was like intrigued by the Patriots, but I don't buy that one bit. I think it's if you would have offered him the best deal, he probably would be here. And the fact that they missed out on him, now it's who else is available? And there's really nobody else that you look and go, okay, short of having to trade for somebody.
Right. That's the only way you're going to get a legit wide receiver. I'm not including you drafting one.
Right.
I don't know. But in the Twitch chat, already this morning, I see D sees it, who says that the reason that they're not paying him $15 million is because he's washed. So,
well, even if he is washed, he's still the best guy in your room if you sign him. I get people might not like him, but he's the best guy in your room. We've talked about other guys, T. Higgins, Gonzo, Jamar Chase, Gonzo. They signed those two guys. So you start to look at potential guys you can get. Like, he was available. He's a free agent. Even if you think he might be washed, he's still the best guy in that room. You have nobody in that room that you can look to and go, oh, this guy got potential. We like Pop Douglas, but He's a third wide receiver on.
But Wiggy, you didn't even hear a peep about the Patriots being in on Cooper Kupp.
No, like, it was just those reports, and that was it.
Yeah. Like,
but there weren't even reports, really.
The reports were really from his side, that he was interested in the Pats. Yeah.
Or he was, whatever he was considering it, or he was intrigued by it, whatever the word was.
Right.
And so I don't get it. Like, I do not understand that for $15 million a year. But we will talk to you about that and about everything else that is going on this morning. What is the status on the Ick bracket? Are we debuting?
So I am staying after the show today, and I will have that all together. I have the format all done. I just need to plug in all the Icks.
So Ick bracket tomorrow.
Yeah.
We will debut the Ick bracket, and brackets are official. And at 7 this morning, we will be joined by our guy, Nick Kostos, and he will tell you how to wager the tournament. So now that most of the teams are official. What else? We are going to get to our leads coming up in about 10 minutes. Lead from Jackson. What about College Tom in the absence of Curtis?
I'm always down for College Tom.
I love College Tom.
Okay, all right. Lead from Jackson. Lead from College Tom coming up when we get to leads. And then they said it. That's a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. We will get to that at 7 on this morning show. News with Courtney coming up at 7:45. That includes Would Wiggy Wear It? Speaking of Icks, there's apparently a new trend when it comes to jeans. And so we will get to Would Wiggy Wear It during the news coming up at 7:45. And a reminder that you can always leave us a Hill note on the Odyssey app. Really simple. If you've downloaded the app, you'll see a microphone in the upper right hand corner. Leave us a voice note on any topic, inactivity by the New England Patriots, great weekend for Peyton Pritchard, St. Patrick's Day, Evacuation Day, a holiday for some, not for others. The out of control use of flex time here at WEI, whatever the topic, leave a Hill note. And we will play the best Hill notes back at about 9:30 on this morning's show. But to get us started this morning, here is Courtney with what is trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. Selection Sunday was yesterday. Auburn is the one seed in the South. Duke gets number one in the East. Houston in the Midwest and Florida in the West. I think I'm riding Duke this year.
Really?
Right. I am. Yeah. What? Cooper Kupp's mom is really the reason why. Cooper Flags' mom is the reason why.
All right.
Did you see what she did on social media? She went after a bunch of UNC fans saying, like, you know, that they were pieces of S.
I like her style.
Before we get to the Sox, yesterday on Saturday they lost, but Alex Bregman hit a bomb.
That was really good. Sinker got up in the zone a little bit. Obviously, you want to live down with that. See if he got all of this one.
Home run for Alex Bregman.
Nice.
There
you go.
Yep, there we go.
400 pluser,
yep.
I guess.
Yep.
All right, let's go.
I did see somebody at the parade yesterday with an Alex Borgman walking around. I did see one of those.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
They did get a win over the Twins yesterday, 6-5. Garrett Crochet went 4 innings, giving up a run on 2 hits while striking out 7. Split squad today with games against the Braves in Northport and against the Orioles at JetBlue. First pitch at 1:05. You can listen to the matchup with the Orioles on AM 850 and across the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. The Bruins have the Sabres in town tonight. Puck drop is at 7 and Celtics off till tomorrow. But Peyton Pritchard, like Greg said, broke the record for most three-pointers off the bench in a single season in the fourth quarter on Saturday with his 219th. And with so much to love, you don't want to miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Jackson with your weather.
Sorry, I got to turn my mic on. Right now it is...
That was really your big moment.
That was my big moment. I let Curtis down.
Are you stalling for time?
No, raining today. Going to rain all day. Going to be in the 50s, though. Very, very nice today.
All right.
All right, Jackson. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We are going to get to our leads coming up next.